My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Four in a row for your Cleveland Guardians. Tone, good morning.
Morning.
Are you crowing? Are you crowing this morning?
Crowing?
It seemed like you were crowing. You wanted to start with the Guardians because I think you wanted to crow.
Well, I'd love any time we have a chance to start with something good.
Well, it is good and good and positive.
I'll always take that, especially where this fan base seemed to be after the losing streak, that now they're able to get back to their winning ways. They're still churning out wins. And I know yesterday, for some reason, people were acting like it wasn't impressive that they had 70 wins. Well, now they have 71, so hopefully that's one more impressive than 70.
People think 70 wins is a... See, this is where you're going to upset me. 70 wins is impressive, but when you can't just sit there and say 70 and 49 and then sit back and kick your feet up and wait for the season end.
Well, no, you can...
that's kind of what you sounded like yesterday.
You can do that when the panicky Petes and the nervous Nellies...
Are you calling me a panicky Pete and a nervous Nelly?
Oh, you were yesterday. The amount of reaction I got from people wondering when Ken turned heel, when Ken went south, happened to Ken Carman? Okay. He used to be a populist. He used to be a man of the people. When did he become devil's advocate?
Name six messages you got.
That's what I was getting.
I got one guy. A lot of people agreed with me. They're going, well, they're 70 and 49. It's a good record, but the team right behind them at that time, 3.5 games back and still 3.5 games back. Yeah. Also has a good record at 67 and 52.
So they agreed with you that there were other teams that had a lot of wins in the American League.
There are other teams that are good.
And in the Central.
There are other teams that are good.
Is that how this works in sports? Teams are close and have a certain amount of wins or losses less or more than the team that you are? I've never seen such a state of affairs in Major League Baseball.
If you just want to start a fight.
Wow.
If you just want to start a fight, that's fine.
Holy cow, there's all these other teams jockeying for position two.
Yeah, well.
And some have good days and you might have a bad day and then they get nervous. Wow! Mind blown. Holy cow. Competition. This is interesting. This is our first pennant chase. I don't... Do we not?
Have
we not
high?
Have we not been through this with Indians baseball,
but
Guardians baseball over the years?
You made it out to seem as if you just, hey, we're up by a billion in the division and we'll just kick our feet up. If anything, Joey Logano and Austin Dillon told you can't just kick your feet up and think you're going to win.
I don't think this team
it's over.
What would tell you that this team would act like that?
I'm not saying the team would, but I have no control over the team.
So the fans
are
going to
win. Yeah, the fans. The ones that pay attention every game.
The fans have no correlation to how the team is going to do. Okay, so what does that matter? We could get into the psychology of the fans. I would ask.
I had the Dairy Brothers in my phone yesterday about you and your laissez-faire cavalier attitude towards the Cleveland Guardians.
What attitude should I have? You tell me, all knower of ways to react. How should I react today? about the Guardians.
That was funny.
Should I feel good? Should I feel bad?
Obviously, you should feel a little bit good about the Guardians, right? Yeah, you should feel a lot good about the Guardians. They did win four in a row. It was a hell of a game last night.
It was
awesome. I'm sure you saw every pitch.
No, what happens is this is a common theme. The kids have to be the helter-skelter portion of the night have taken such a bite out of like the middle inning, especially, what was that, 2.5 hours last night?
Is he right, pigs and blood on the wall? Is that how that goes?
A little truth to that. It's all that chaos ensuing. And then I get back down, and I had missed them, unfortunately, taking the lead in the way that they took the lead. Obviously, I have it on my phone. So that's the only problem with a lot of these games. Maybe that's part of the difference. Like, I have to go upstairs, and then it's playing some nice music for the kiddos.
Jesus.
It's bath time, and it's getting them ready for bed. And then I come down. These games are going so fast.
At what point do you get to no more bath time every night? It happens naturally.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Axel takes a shower every night now. He has to. He's 9
playing
years old.
Playing football every day.
Right? Yeah, and you're playing football every day. Like, get in the shower.
You get the skin diseases.
Get it all out there. Yeah, you're going to get the impetigo and the ringworm and the God knows what. Yeah, that ain't good. And then plus you're right by the woods, so you got to watch out for them ticks, you know. You got to be careful with that. Okay, that part sucks. The every night bath time, that I forgot about all that. That sucks.
I feel like we're losing an hour and a half of society every night.
Yes, you are.
There could be chaos ensuing around me. I wouldn't know.
It was a fun game because it was a 2-1 game and that your bullpen... First off, credit where it's due. Matt Boyd had a very nice outing last night. Had a very nice outing. And then...
Do we have too many good starters now?
A hell of a thing to say.
Too late to trade one.
Hunter Gaddis has really found his niche this season as a reliever. I know they tried to start him a couple times last year, basically because they had to. It was a mess. He's not a starting pitcher, but as a reliever, he just seems to carry himself with a different confidence and a different way. And he has done such a phenomenal job. I mean, they all have. I mean, Pedro Avila. Usually, he was actually in a leverage situation, which I was a little bit surprised. And that, by the way, shows you where Steven Vogt is with some of the other relievers. Like, hey, man, I can't run him out there every single day. So Pedro Avila, who's usually a human victory cigar in one way or the other, like, if he comes out, we're usually down by 7 or we're up by 7, and I can kind of relax for the rest of the game that when he comes out. He was in a leverage situation.
He's fired up.
Took care of his business, was really fired up, just like what Mitch had sent it to us. And then Manuel Clase with the 37th save of the year, where his ERA, folks, is down to .64.
They say he's working on a new pitch. He's got another
in the
secret
repertoire.
Weapon.
Well, I mean, he's got plenty of time. They're usually 1-2-3 innings, so he's got plenty of time to do it. But it's not about being down on the Guardians. It's about making sure that they take care of their business to win the division. That's all. They want to win the division. So when you kind of put your feet up and say, well, 70-49. Well, I just can't throw 70-49 over everything and say that's fine.
Well, they're 71-49 now.
Yeah, 71-49.
So now you can.
If they get the 72-49, guess what I'm going to do tomorrow?
The same thing you did today.
No, I'm going to put my feet up and I'm going to say, well, that's it. I'm going to do Lima.
They were not going to be deterred on MGK Day. That was just not going to happen. No way.
What'd you think of that?
Different.
Are you a Machine Gun Kelly fan still?
I am absolutely a fan of his, how do I put this? Because he has been in the public eye.
Long time
especially
now.
In this town.
Long time.
Has it been?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For like,
it's been since before I moved here in 2012, and I had heard of
12
him
years,
before
13 years?
I moved here.
It's been a long time, and
since 2010,
his
probably.
Ability to reinvent himself and to continue to climb. Like, there was a time where people were like, well, he'll never be Eminem. It's like, he's way bigger than Eminem now. He's way bigger.
He's bigger than Eminem now.
Yes. Yes.
Is he bigger? Was he bigger than Eminem when Eminem was at his apex?
At Eminem's peak? I don't know. MGK is. MGK's been
it's
able
a
to
different audience because he changed his style.
Oh, he did.
He's allowed to do that. He's allowed.
He
to
evolved.
That.
And then yesterday he had one of the most unique first pitches ever in the history of wouldn't you say?
Did he throw it into the? I didn't see it. Did he throw it into the crowd on purpose or something?
Like he was going to throw it and then sprint it over on the third base side and chuck the ball into the stands because you know he's wild. Okay. You never know what he's going to do.
Guess what, Ken?
What?
He's wild.
He is a wild man.
They call him a wild boy, yes, I believe.
He's a wild boy. That's right. I didn't think he was a boy anymore.
He's 34 now, isn't he?
He's not evolved into wild man status yet. Although I do have a question. You have been for years saying that he is probably the champion of Cleveland the most of the celebrities.
Yes.
He's covered up all the Cleveland tattoos.
What?
He's
blacked out all of his tattoos. That's kind of what he's doing right now.
Oh, so is he going to start over again?
Maybe. I don't know.
I didn't know that. I know some people, anytime he does anything, people flock to social media and say, you know, he's actually from Houston, or he's actually lived in Colorado and others. It's like, yeah, I mean, I think there are going to be generations of people that move and have to go depending on what their parents do or their personal life situation.
Do we only like
people that were born in Cleveland and then stayed in Cleveland forever?
My buddy Nick, his definition, he says you're not a Clevelander. You have to be born in Cleveland. I go, that is insane. That is insane.
I mean, we know people who are not from Cleveland who have kids and their kids are Clevelanders because that's all they've been raised in these schools.
Yeah.
Some of them are even rooting for our team.
I think there's a difference in being from Cleveland and being a Clevelander. Like, I would consider the whole room Clevelanders.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm from Canton, right?
Yeah.
I was born in Canton. Was raised
in Canton. You
kind of
claim both, right?
Probably won't die in Canton.
You kind of claim both. I see nothing wrong with that. You spent a lot of time in both.
I can't just turn my... Well, it's in Northeast Ohio, so I'm not just going to turn my back on Canton, Ohio when it's in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
I would say it's at the southern tip. Maybe, I don't know, does North... We've done the geography before.
It is, Northeast Ohio.
Northeast Ohio. So I've done the whole thing. So yeah, it's not a big deal. Oh, Youngstown's a little different. I got to give you that. It's a little bit half and half. But everything else, it's like, nah, you could consider yourself a Clevelander. You work, you live in Cleveland. You know, that's the way it goes. And am I really going to be the one to say that he's not a Clevelander all of a sudden? How many first pitches has he thrown out? It's got to be half a dozen
one a
for
year,
him.
At least.
At least.
He has a week every year, right? I mean, he has
a whole week.
He has his concerts, his festivals. He has gatherings, the pop-up stuff. I mean, for the last week, he's been doing this, and he's been everywhere.
Good for him.
And he commands that his fans follow him wherever.
Well, we need all the celebrity we can get, so good for him. That's great.
He actually does public appearances.
Who are you taking a shot at?
So how about Big Christmas yesterday, Kenny?
Oh, okay.
So he does it again. I have some numbers.
I don't know what you're taking a shot at, but safety off.
So yesterday, was that his ninth home run already? His ninth home run. And considering the at-bats that he's had, the infrequent playing time, that is incredible. He has had now five go-ahead home runs. He's had two game-tying home runs. Of his 21 hits, well, actually now he has 22 hits because he had two yesterday. He has 12 for extra bases. And now the RBI count continues to go up. He's one of the most clutch hitters in baseball when he plays.
I wish we had John Kenzie Noel in the 2016 World Series, except he was 15 years old.
There are times I would have taken him over Michael Martinez.
Would you rather have 15-year-old John Kenzie Noel or Michael Martinez as a grown man at that moment? 216-474-0092. Well said. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. A lot of people are, it's power where you need it. We've struggled to find it. We've been on a pilgrimage to find any power whatsoever. Like, Jose's got some. Naylor has some. Like, finally you're getting a decent group of guys that can hit for power. But it's always been like, okay, where's the boppers? Okay, if I got John Kenzie Noel, maybe I have a bopper there. They tried to do that with old what's-his-name. Josh Bell, and he can only hit home runs against us, apparently. He can't hit home runs for us. So if you got boppers, you got guys that can help out, it makes it a little bit easier for everybody. So it makes it more fun for everybody. So I enjoy that he's the big young story of it, because it's not just that they're doing well. It's that I got a guy who's really, really young and that I can start to put into 2024, 2025, 2026, and so on. So that makes it a lot more fun. But yeah, 3.5 games up in the Central Division.
And they're tied for the best record in baseball.
What a difference a week makes.
No, what a difference a day. Yesterday I was told I wasn't concerned enough about the team, and today they have the best record in baseball.
Thomas says, does Sports Boy Tony have Ken Carmen's number with his heel turn on the Cleveland Guardians? Maybe. I'm not doing a heel turn on the Guardians. That's not a heel. See, don't.
Oh, I thought the heel turn had been completed.
You guys only half listen because you're getting ready for work, and you only half listen to the stuff Lima says, and because he says it so quickly, and because I'm always on the defense, it sounds like I'm doing a heel turn. I'm not doing a heel turn on the Guardians. That's not the point of it. My point is that I'm paying attention. I document the games that I'm watching, every pitch, living and dying, and Lima says, you're wasting your time. That's not a heel turn. I'm getting ready for September and October. I'm the one moving and shaking with the Dairy Brothers during the games, sending the texts, getting the information. You're doing bath time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it every night. Come downstairs, get a little ice cream treat, and watch my team win another game and have the best record in baseball.
Ken pays attention to the game.
Who could have a problem with that?
Ken does his job, watches the game, pays attention to the sports. You do bath time, and I get hell. I get called a curmudgeon and a bad guy because I'm a Guardians fan, and I'm glad that they won four in a row. I don't understand.
Some of you can choose to have angst during these beautiful summer nights. I will enjoy getting peed on by my son. Goes right up in the air. Boy, you guys were not lying about that. I mean, it is just a steady stream. And then I come down and watch another Class A victory, dominant performance. It's unbelievable.
But how do you explain how much you liked it before your son came along? 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.